Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He inspires small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need. And there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm glad you're here. Glad Dr. Bill Duckelberg's here, too. I know I'm excited, too. Bill is, the chief economist for the NFIB, National Federation of Independent Business. He is former dean of the entire School of Business at Temple University. He is one of the most renowned and well-respected economists in the galaxy. He is the go-to guy when it comes to Main Street. Comes to small business. He's for 42 years, he's been producing the gold standard of small business indexing, small business sentiment, and the index is ironically titled these days "Small Business Optimism." Right, Bill?
That's
welcome,
right.
Welcome
That's
back, right. Bill. It's good
Thank
to have you,
you
back.
Wow! After a long introduction like that, is the show over?
Yeah, exactly.
Thank you so much.
Well, I just want people to know how much. About your work and how much you're regarded and how much we regard you, and we appreciate you.
Thank you.
So, okay, let's...
So, by the way, congratulations on getting that nice piece published.
Oh!
On what's wrong with the government and the relationship between business and...
Wall Street and Main Street.
And their government is supposed to be helpful, but isn't. And you were right on the money with that whole piece.
I appreciate that. Yeah. Was published last week in the American City Business Journal. I haven't really even talked about it on the show yet, but thank you for saying that. So, okay, what do you think? We're still in the doldrums, Bill.
Yeah, we're in the doldrums. And again, if you step back, you know, one level and say, okay, is there some reason why we shouldn't be in the doldrums? You say, well, you know, let me think about it. Let me turn on the TV, first of all.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, you see all the nonsense that's going on in the news, all the way from the bad news overseas to terrorist attacks here to, you know, huge problems in our major cities between the police departments and the people in the cities. And then you look at what's going on in Washington and a lot of name-calling. And so some progress has actually happened. I mean, we did get a budget finally, although it's not mm-hmm. one that the small government people would really like, but at least we have that, it looks like. And so, I mean, what's happening that would make you optimistic about where things are going to go over the next year?
In your life, in your long careers, and I'm thinking back on my long career, have you ever seen an administration that is as indifferent to the very existing of an economy, let alone trying to do something to help it? In your life, have you ever seen anything like this?
Certainly not in our lifetime.
Do you get the idea? Folks, I'm just reporting here what I see. Bill, have you ever seen a president that? Do you get the idea that Bill that Barack Obama actually doesn't care anything about the economy?
You get that sense, and of course, you know, does he get out of the White House and really find out, you know, what's going on? No, when you hear from him, it's all about climate change that's causing all of the troubles that we see.
It's anti-business stuff. It's not just. It's not even just indifference, which I think there's plenty of that there, but it's at best indifference, and at worst, activism against us.
Yeah. This is a guy who's never even really had a job. I don't know what he did when he was in high school, but you know, I don't think this guy understands anything about the private sector or how it works. And
I've been told that he, and I seriously, folks, I was in Hawaii. I learned that he actually worked for his grandmother scooping ice cream when he was a teenager. But
all right.
So he did have that kind of a job, but and I'm not making a joke. I'm just reporting. That's what I was saying.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Anyway, but this is what we've got. We've got 7 years, and here's the thing, Bill. I don't want the government in charge of the economy. I don't want the president in charge of the economy. Exactly. But they actually do have a big influence now that these days, don't they?
Yep, and that's kind of his philosophy, is he can direct us to do the things that he thinks are the right thing. Not that we think, you know, that doesn't really matter so much. He knows better than we do, and will use the power in Washington to manage economic relationships to accomplish what he thinks is the right thing.
The only thing, see if you agree with me on this, the only thing different about the Obama malaise from the Carter malaise is this one's going to be 4 years longer. What do you think?
Well, I think that Jimmy was more benign. You know,
yeah.
He just wasn't doing the stuff rather than doing bad stuff.
And we only gave him 4 years to mess it up.
Yeah,
well, Dr. Berg, hold on to that thought.
Doing bad stuff.
We're going to take a quick break. Right back. We're going to get into the index, some of the details of the index, after these messages. Stay with us.
I was a dandy.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.